Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Stu Webb here, StuWebb.com, and it is November 8th. And
it sounds like we got the car noise or something in the background here, but
it is Sunday, and it is after the election, and they declared yesterday all this garbage about Biden being the president. I guarantee you. I've looked into this. I've been told by operatives in the Republican and Democratic Party to take a real close look at what's called the domain software that was in charge of algorithms during the votes on these gray states. And it needs to be recalled, or not recalled, but recounted, and it needs to be done out with the software. And these need to be a hand-counted ballots to make this legit. Now, we have an electoral college. We have the right to ask for a recount, the citizens of the states. So I'm asking everybody to pick up the tab and start doing it to get a full recount. Here's why. The Electoral College is supposed to vote in behalf of the popular vote. That means in the state of Missouri, I don't know how many they got. They got so many Republicans, so many Democrats, and they're supposed to vote according to the populist vote. Now, I was told that certain Republicans, these Electoral College, turned against Trump. They gave it to Biden, but they were bribed and paid. That needs to be looked at. Third, Jeb Bush calling up congratulating Biden. That gave me the signal that E-System was what was involved with the West Star satellite, part of the defense contractors, that steal the votes that Daddy Bush figured out with the Inslaw software. And super spook oldest Johnson used to say. That's the reason we never have a change in the Congress or Senate. Very few are changed. Now, we got massive voter fraud, and we can do something about it. We can do a recount in every state. We as citizens can demand it. We can take a look at the voters, the electoral college in your state, Republican and Democratic sides. And I'm asking all the listeners to start digging. I got 10 states so far people are going to dig in, that are living in. I'm wanting to collect on the Secretary of State is in charge of the voting. They'll have somebody underneath them that's a federal employee or a state employee. Works the voting stuff. But the Secretary of State is an elected official, and they can be recalled, folks, if they committed fraud. And this is also falls under the racketeering laws, RICO. Oh, that's some serious stuff. You get a lot of years under the RICO. All we have to do is catch them in the voter fraud, and they get RICO. And if they don't, well, hey, in the Electoral College, here's what I'm going to do. Give me the Secretary of State of each state. Who's in charge of the voting underneath that Secretary of State? And dig on the Electoral College for your state. They'll have it on the Democratic or the voting and Secretary of State's office, or to be at the GOP, and the Democratic Party will have it for each state. I'm going to publicize everybody's names, and we're going to see how they voted. We're going to get to the bottom of it. Now, we've got 70 days to do this in, and realistically, it needs to be done in the next 30 to 45 days, and a closure on this bullshit. Because this guy did not win the presidency of the United States. He had 35 people show up at his rock concert. Donald Trump had 16,000 show up in an event. Come on, let's take a look at the numbers. And who wants this satanic pig? So with that said, everybody, please, God help me out. Get me the names of the secretaries of states of your state. I want who's in charge of voter underneath that person. And I need the Electoral College for your state. Their names and addresses. We're going to publicize the lists, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. Now, that's about the best I'm going to be able to do on my end of it, and it's the people themselves, state to state, are going to have to pick it up. And if they did commit voter fraud and these secretaries of states were involved, you can recall them and bring RICO charges against them. With that said, I got Professor Paul, I got Jeff, and I have Heidi on with me to comment about what they want to say about all this crap that's going on. I think it's hilarious. It's satanic new world order stuck in our face. With that, Paul, you want to pick it up?
Yes, thank you. For starters, I just want to be real clear that this was not an election or even a selection. This is a coup. And I think we all have to have a narrative that's clear, concise, usable, compelling, directional. This was a stolen election that effectively is a coup. The takedown of America. It's on the back of the dollar bill. It's Annuit Coeptis Nordo Ordo Seclarum, announcing the birth of the New World Order. Now, we all know that the New World Order has been around since certainly World War I, when they thought they actually could pull it off. But I do think that things have escalated. I then have a second point, because, Stu, you ask everybody, all your listeners in every state, you need the names of all the attorney generals. And in Minnesota, if you're ready for this one, I got it for you. And the name is Keith Ellison.
Okay. Now, here's what I'd like people to do. Email me. Contact at Stu Webb. They're not only their attorney generals, but their secretary of state. But who's in charge of voting underneath the secretary of state and their electoral college members? You'll have their addresses, phone numbers, contact information. I want all that from each state. We're going to publicize it, and we're going to go after it. Now, Donald Trump's gearing up for tomorrow with some heavy lawsuits, from what I understand, start doing some stuff through the courts. But we, the people, can do it. We can force recounts. We can force these people to do what we tell them to do, the public officials. And it's the Secretary of the State's folks. They don't run around with guns. They sure in the hell can be taken to the wherever. We need to do something. We the people can do it. Now, I'll publicize this and keep developing the list. And I don't want to have to dig them all up myself, because it takes forever. I don't have the time. Okay? I put in 40 hours a week in this stuff as it is. But I'm asking people just to get me that information. Send me contact to Stu Webb. With that said, go ahead, Paul.
All right. Heidi and Joffrey, I would like you guys to just give your initial comments about what's going on, what's your take, and then I want to try and put a thread together that we can all follow.
Sure.
Joffrey, you want to go first?
Yeah. Okay, so I like what you gentlemen are both suggesting. You know, that kind of eliminates the distractors as far as, well, we're going to get something done, just follow this, or we're working on that, just keep an eye on things, we've got them. So what I do really, really like is what Stu and suggesting is, let's kind of get a ground roots type of movement that is controllable on our end, not waiting for somebody else to make a suggestion or waiting on somebody else's theory or signal. So that is excellent. I think that's phenomenal. As far as irregularities and all the stuff, I don't know to what we're going to get into on that. I kind of hope we do talk about some of the things that's taken place in some of these states and how they've done the counting. And to assume that maybe Trump didn't know that these would be the problem or the troubled areas, these swing states, you know, he had to know. From what I understand, and again, some of this is hearsay too, but he had to know this was coming. And he's a pretty sharp guy. And maybe they had a little of this off. Steps were supposedly in place. Things are in place to kind of – I've heard what Stu mentioned, where they've got – they've got scorecard and hammer. There is an algorithm that supposedly was used to track ballots. There was a watermark. So I've heard of probably three or four different areas that they've taken some precautions in, and some of it involves blockchain technology, which is pretty hard to falsify. I mean, there's only so much you can do with X number of ballots and X number of documentation on a blockchain. Those two have to be synonymous. You just can't make something up. So anyway, along those lines, some of the creepy things, and one last thing I'll mention here too, in some of these algorithms, you know, they were tracking where both candidates were having similar votes come in, and two for Biden, four for Trump, one for Biden, three for Trump. And then there was an anomaly spike where it went vertical. I mean, they're counting along and suddenly 100,000 votes immediately get counted. So this has to set off some kind of tampering, obviously. I mean, it's just evidence there's something up. So anyway, that's kind of my initial impression Obviously, I have thoughts and detail on some of the other, but I'm going to pass the phone over to Heidi, and she can share her opinion as well.
Please.
First and foremost, you know, I always go to God is in control. So whatever
Amen.
Occurs, we need to rest and know that. However, we as believers in Christ, as followers of Christ, we're not to be just laying down and not fighting for the truth. It is an imperative that we fight for the truth, that we stand up to evil. Each and every one of us have to be warriors. And to be a warrior, you are willing to sacrifice your life. You're willing to sacrifice the things that you find your comforts in. And that is a problem here in the United States. Our brothers and sisters around the world have been targeted and as Christ followers. And you know what? The time has come. Now it's our turn. And we have got to rise up together. I love what you guys are saying about tangible ways that we as regular men and women, citizens of the United States, can actively get involved. That's imperative. We've got to also flood our streets. We've got to talk to our neighbors. We've got to talk to people who we wonder, are they also, are they also freedom lovers? Are they also willing to do whatever it takes? Just like anyone knows, a good election is a grassroots election. We've seen that. I mean, Trump has demonstrated that. But my point being to all of this, we the people, unitedly need to go after the leadership of this country and take them on, and also to speak truth. And I get pounded all the time by people, but equally, even more, I get flooded with people contacting me and saying, keep speaking up. And now I'm saying to them, join me, because I cannot be the lone wolf in this. Yes, there's some of us collectively right here talking, but brothers and sisters who are listening, it's time to not worry about the judgment of others. Our only worry, and it shouldn't even be a worry, but all we need to be concerned about is what we do with this life that we are given by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We only need to worry about the judgment of Him. People are going to judge no matter if you walk across the street and you're wearing some sort of clothes that someone else may make fun of you for. Who cares? Those days are done. Now it's time to be soldiers for the army of God.
And that means some serious prayer. That means some serious prayer, folks. I mean, I asked God to send more angels after him. Get them off my planet.
Amen.
I think sometimes he does it. So,
Stu, I want to give you the opportunity here. This I think question is going to present some of the best of Stu Webb. Election fraud is nothing new. When we upgraded our technology, so to speak, the voting process became more complicated, less transparent, more opaque. And the idea that Hammer or the other name that you used, Heidi, is something new, I think is a little bit misleading. And we always got to be discerning. Steve Bannon, Mr. Jesuit himself, who described Goldman Sachs as the supreme Jesuit organization, is the guy that dropped the hammer, so to speak, I think. That's when I was aware that they were using this newer technology. But the technology before blockchain was already in place. Stu, can you give the listener an overview of how do they steal an election from the balloting process to the counting? Joe Stalin said, hey, I don't care who votes. What matters is who counts the votes. Let her rip, Stu. If you got 5 minutes, let it go.
Well, let's have an understanding of the voting process first. There's two types of votes that are allowed in almost every state. I know in Missouri it is. One is you show up in person and you make your vote on election day. Or two, you do an absentee ballot. Now, if you do an absentee ballot, I think you file it 30 days or 20 days or whatever it is before the election in most states. They're pretty much similar. So that means you go up there, show your ID, you're a registered voter and the whole bit, and you do your ballot. Now, sometimes you don't have proper ID or whatever with you and so on and so forth. Elderly sometimes do that or younger, you get a ballot. Now, you can mail in that ballot. And if you're a voter, it'll be officially counted as long as your signature is notarized, proven it was you who signed that ballot. Now, the problem that we have is because of Nancy Pelosi and these Democrats, the cycle out of hell, and they say, oh, it's okay to do mail-in ballots. No. What we need to do is during the recount process of every state, that's the first thing we got to do. The second is we got to do the hand count, recount, no computers, recount. Might take a couple months, but let it rip. Let it be fair. Let it come out because Trump will win it and probably a whole bunch of other people. Now, here's how they commit a lot of the fraud. Besides this big mail-in ballot suddenly, and a lot of people got sucked into that. Well, you didn't know that your ballot's not going to count because it won't count. Now, what we need to do in this recount, hand recount every state, to make sure that the ballots are correct, is to count first the people that showed up at the booths. Second, the mail-in that are absentee ballots with signatures. The rest go in another stack. And then what we do is we start saying, look, if you did a mail-in ballot and you're an official voter, contact the voting department right now of your state and get your ballot in that is not legal. Then what we need to do is send out government state officials with badges and guns to go start after those people who mailed in ballots from different residents and start following up with an investigation. Who were you? It didn't come from me. Well, it didn't. Start digging deeper. Eventually, you're going to find out. Now, I heard George Webb, I think it was, no relation. Occasionally, he does some pretty good work. And he came up with showing some car pulling in and dumping ballots. I mean, this whole thing was fictitious. And it still is. But they want us to believe it. Now, here's how they rigged the elections. This is the reason I mentioned Jeb Bush earlier. Daddy Bush figured out with the Westar series of satellites, about 12 of them, used as a defense contractor, our defense contractor. That's Raytheon Corporation he owned, but it had a division called E-Systems, Dallas, Texas. It was Spook World. It's part of all the CIA hit teams and MK Ultra, sit them down the chair and blow them away like the guy, as an example, leaves Kansas City and goes and kills 5 New Orleans cops. He sat him in the chair in Dallas and sent him down there. Those are mind controls. That is all part of E-Systems and hit teams and all kinds of illegal activity. One of the things that Daddy Bush found by stealing what was known as the Inslaw software, he could bend rays and light in space. That's how the death ray came about. It dropped Twin Towers and other things. One of the things they figured out back in the 1990s, well, wow, if we hook up electronic voting machines, I can control them through outer space. Nobody sees me do it. And that's what he did with his Westar satellites. And he used the Inslaw software that they had developed in order to do this. Now, they use that as sonar technology, which pops me almost every night, pops other people, and it sucks the magnesium, potassium, zinc, and calcium out of your body. And eventually, your immune system gets beat up after 3 to 5 years, depending on your health, and you end up dying of some natural cause like ammonia or something. That's what they're doing to people. And there's over 10 million people worldwide being hit with this damn thing by Daddy Bush. Now, A lot of people think he's dead. I don't think so. I think there's a possibility he might be alive in Paraguay down there in this little tunnel that he had dug and the whole bit. But his company, E-Systems, does this. Now, if you remember, folks, back in the 1990s, there was this big push for these voting machines, press-the-button electronic machines. The Patriot community went absolutely batshit crazy over it, said, no, 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 no. I even stopped an interview in Las Vegas while I was there with some Patriots and happened to, you know, throw the woman off the stage. I said, you're going to be able to control the votes with this and E-Systems. Well, she blew out. She was a stooge for daddy running around pushing it, this company, Diabold Systems. Now, a lot of the states stayed with paper ballots. They hand you a ballot, you darken it in, and your vote counts, or some are paper ballot where you flip a deal over and you take and slip your card in and you punch holes in the card, whichever way a lot of these states are going. Now, you take your card, you go over, and they tear it off and hand it to you, and they say put it in the machine, or they tell you to put it in the machine, and it counts your vote. Well, Daddy Bush hits those machines during the day with Westar Satellite and changes the votes before they're officially supposedly counted by computer. By that little machine there, like in Independence Day, he had a bigger one that was reading this time around, reading the votes a little bit different. But this is the way they steal it. And they tally up what they want, and they go to the Electoral College and bribe the people. Bribe them. You vote this way, here's 50 grand. Here's 100 grand. This is the reason I said, let's look at the Electoral College. Everybody in every state. All we have to do as Trump supporters is go in to do voter recount, and that comes back to the Secretary of State. And if they don't do their job, we pull them out of office with recall petitions, which are found on stuweb.com. File it, $150, and they'll have a new election soon. We get rid of this crap once and for all. We keep Donald Trump in, because if we don't, I guarantee you, Satan's here.
I want to pick up on that, but first I want Joffrey, your commentary, and Heidi, your commentary. There's a lot of moving parts to what Stu just explained. Where do you guys weigh in on the complexity and the task?
I would say what we've seen dealt to us by the decision desks, that they like to call these desks, where perception is reality. So the media says, hey, here's our winner. We've got a winner. Not clearly defined by any means. But
now, Jeffrey, the media needs to be dealt with like these public officials doing the voting count, folks.
Totally.
Go ahead, Jeffrey. That's
totally,
my
totally agree they need to be. But since when are they the voice of everybody? Well, we know how that works. But, yeah, since the perception is reality, they want to get it out there in front run that, hey, we got our winner. Got our winner, guys. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we know that isn't the case. And here's another thing that kind of disturbs me. There seems to be a lack of spine or any type of backbone with the supposed Republican Party. Now, again, I'd say I'm more independent, but the fact is they do nothing. They do nothing. Nobody is. Why do we have at all these polls? Why are they always Democrat individuals counting all these ballots? Why are they the ones boarding things up? Why do the Republicans never seem to fight back on anything? Where is Barr? Where is he in all this? I mean, I am seeing
complicit. He's complicit.
Yes, that's exactly right. He's complicit. So I'm seeing all these people roll over, not do anything, and just accept the election results. And as you guys have mentioned, you know, okay, if we accept it, then we get what we deserve. But that's kind of why we're here. We've accepted so much, we do deserve what we get.
Sidney Powell is running around saying that there's an FBI sting operation going on. Whether it is or not, I don't know. But there's so many rumors that fly during these periods of time. We, the people, have to do something about it. Simple.
Yeah.
Demand of your state official, the Secretary of State, to do their job and do a voter recount. And if we come out in the masses, people came out in the masses for Donald Trump, have hit the streets in the past couple of days. those supporters in each state, all you got to do is force that public official to do their job. And enough people do it, they're going to do it. If not, well, you know, it's time for a revolution, in my opinion. We got a big problem because Biden did not win. And I was told to look at the Electoral College and take a deep look at this Dominion software where all the states turned gray that they suddenly come up with. And all these mail-in ballots that Nancy Pelosi says are legal to do. They need to be set aside, folks. It's up to you to do it. I can't do it on my own. I'm going to do Missouri. I guarantee you, Missouri's going to turn upside down, okay? But I need help to get the other states, so that's where our listeners are going to come in. We have a good following, and hopefully everybody participates. Send it, contact at stuweb.com.
Well, Stu, now, I just want to interject before we go back to Heidi. There really are five or six states that are arguably the most relevant now or important or most rife with every state is corrupted. For instance, in the state of Minnesota, I don't know that a recall is going to do much because Minnesotans bought into this narrative. Remember that Minnesota is run by the Archdiocese in St. Paul, and it is an Islamic state.
Oh,
now, I know that. Mind-bending.
You recount, force recount. If they don't do their job and recount, then you do the recall.
A recount in every state, you're sticking with that rather than the five or six states like Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and I'm missing one there.
The Dominion software is probably going to come out on this, okay? We need to go after every state. The ones with the gray, the ones that are bringing all these fake votes in, say that he pushed up 290 Electoral and all the other, every one of these people need to have a thorough examination. Thorough. And we, the people, can force it to be done. Donald Trump can't force it on his own. We, his supporters and voters, need to do it.
Mm-hmm. Heidi, can you please weigh in?
I completely agree with the direction that you guys are saying. And I, quite honestly, I do like what Sue is saying about, you know, the each and every state having this process, this, recount, because we never know. We might find more votes that are, headed towards someone who is another candidate. A local statewide candidate who is, a freedom lover as well, I guess is what I call it. I totally agree with that process. I also, something I am seeing is I have never seen so many folks who have never even owned a gun before. I'm getting slammed with women. How do I get my gun permit? How do I get my conceal and carry? What do I do? I mean, people who have never been around guns are now wanting to obtain them because they believe the heartbeat of things is we are being set up for a civil war. And that's where I caution people. We don't want to be, in my opinion, I don't want to be the instigator, but I sure as darn well do not want to be caught blindsided. And I want to make sure that I'm prepared. So I've encouraged these friends of mine and said, absolutely, you get your guns, you get out there and you practice. You practice. You build a home defense plan, just like you would if, say, for instance, there's a natural disaster. You've always got to have a plan. You got to make sure you've got your food staples. Prepare like you are going to lose your all your electricity, your gas, water, those kinds of things need to be thought out as well. So anyway, and people, quite honestly, needed that reminder. It's amazing. You know, and to be able to kind of put those things when the electricity does go out, what do we do? What are the things? What do we go, oh, my gosh, I wish I could be able to do this or that. Communication is another absolute, and I'm talking without cell phones. I think it's imperative that we have different forms of communication available and certain key people, and set up times, locations where we may physically have to meet if we are unable to even utilize handheld radios, that kind of thing, if they got jammed. I don't know what the capabilities are, but we have got to have plans in place. It's been overwhelming because of my love for Christ. I'm seeing so many people are saying, holy cow, thank you for warning me. I was not listening. I need to clean my own closet. I need to look in the mirror. I need to confess. I need to repent of my own sins. God gives us these leaders. He is in charge. However, I think there's that element of free will, and everything sifts through his hands first. And if we are not a repentant group of united citizens, then we are going to be given over to the evils of this world. And if we don't do that, repent, keep our eyes fixed on Christ, and flee from our sin, we are gonna suffer those consequences. And God's word doesn't mince. He doesn't mince his words. I'll say that much.
Besides action, prayer. Besides getting out action on behalf of your vote, on behalf of the presidency and this country, that we all need to be doing on this recount, enforcing them. Prayer on your hands and knees.
Amen.
God in his name, by his blood, by his stripes. It works.
Amen.
I tell you, it works by a miracle. I've been given the gift and moved in finally. Got out of where I was. It was like I was being trapped by Satan. I'm going, oh my God. So
I wanna go to phase two now. I think what we've done.
Help me move. I wanna thank him without saying name. Wasn't for them, I'd been in trouble. But I got moved. So.
Praise God.
At least it's going to be affordable for me. Yeah. Well, I think God is moving all of us, or we're all in the spot that we're supposed to be. And I just want to pick up on what Heidi is saying. It's never too late to do the right thing. And it starts with repentance. And that is a change of heart and a change in behavior. Now, God can redeem all of us. And so what I'm suggesting is that if God can save a guy like me, he can save you, and it's never too late. Just a real quick way to figure things out, the Gospel of John is considered, for the beginner, the most essential, but the Gospel of John is also considered, for the most advanced, the best. The best introduction into who is Jesus. And let's just be really clear, God sent Jesus to redeem us. And who does Jesus redeem us from? The evil one and the fallen ones. So we are in a spiritual battle. We're still in the physical, but part of the journey, part of the faith in Jesus is that spiritually we become born again. And it can happen this second for any listener. It can happen today. And believers need to grow and develop. But God is going to protect those that are his. And right now, I want to, in the next 20 minutes, not this to go too long, because I think what's important is that this show gets posted. And every listener has this by Monday morning. And they know what Stu needs, and he's going to have a list of people, and people are going to know what they need to do and be able to organize. So the phase two here, what Joe Biden did last night, and I don't even think it was Joe Biden. The guy looks about 65, has the body of about a 50-year-old. And
his eyes are a different color. You found something very significant because I saw a video and he had dark, like brown or green eyes, more brown than Joe Biden's eyes. The one that's got the dead brain, Alzheimer's, he has blue eyes.
We've got to be real thorough on the intelligence we're getting. I must admit that I double-checked and triple-checked, and I think the guy had multicolored eyes. I mean, sometimes I thought the guy's eyes were blue. Sometimes I thought they were green. Sometimes I thought they were gray. And then I could even see why somebody would say the guy last night had brown eyes. I just want to be real careful. I don't think it's really Joe Biden, but they can mess with eye color. They can change eye color probably easier than most things. You can't change somebody's ears. I thought the guy's speech was so crafted and so deceptive. Remember what we're up against now. They are calling evil good. And I just want to give you a brief intro to what the people in the great state where I'm currently residing believe in. They believe that COVID is real. Instead, it's a fraud. Now, I'm not saying COVID's not real, but how we're being conditioned through it is a fraud. It's a lockdown. It is to get us to wear masks. It's to take away our identity. It's to take away our power. But the 3 points that Joey from Scranton ran on were he was going to take care of COVID, which means people are all going to wear masks. And then everyone's going to social distance, everyone's going to get tested, and people are going to get vaccinated. Moving to the second talking point, of course, there's racial injustice, right? And so the mantra here, the shibboleth here was he's going to take on racial injustice, which is just so much nonsense. The last people that care about anything like that are the parasitical globalists, the Luciferians.
You're pointing out some very good points. Just let me inject something. Remember, he was in the White or the Vice President's house, folks, for 8 years, and he did nothing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The idea that he just recently acquired a conscience is so staggering that anyone that can fall for it, they have figured out the human brain and their messaging. I want to finish with his third talking point that seemed to appeal to the Islamic State of Minnesota. I think that it's possible that he may have carried Minnesota. I don't know for sure. And the recount, I'm now with you. I think we ought to do it here too. But the third point is this climate change. And it is so much nonsense because if you don't talk about weather warfare, if you don't talk about stratosphere aerosol injections, you don't talk about chemicalized nucleation, if you don't talk about atmospheric aerosol dispersions, if you don't talk about geoengineering, climate engineering, weather warfare, then any discussion about climate change is just pure nonsense. So anyway, those are the points that he ran on. But last night, I just want to point out what he was saying. We're going to get back into the Paris Climate Accords. We're going to do everything that Trump tried to undo. He's going to go back into the New World Order. And so I want to pose a question to all of you here. And I think we've got to be agile intellectually, and I think we've got to be in tune spiritually and in touch with Jesus, because I think we ought to be praying before we go to the grocery store. I think we ought to be praying before we talk to our neighbors. I think we got to be in constant prayer. God will reveal himself to us. We just got to trust him and be awake to his words and his message. But we've got 60 to 75 days here before the swearing in or the official transfer.
I think it's about 70 days. I think it's right at 70 straight up right now.
That makes perfect sense, 70 days. We've got some very occultic days in our future. We've got 11-9, 9-11 tomorrow, and then there's 11-11. And the Jesuits and the Chaldeans, they always go by the numbers. I just want to point out something here. I know there are a lot of people that believe that Donald Trump could have given us more time. He could have, with four more years, that would have been a mandate. But I think we all got to acknowledge that this whole election was set up to be contested. It was set up to be a coup no matter who won or who was declared victorious. And so even in this counting process, even in this legal process, a lot's going to happen, and we all need to be prepared. And I think, Heidi, you touched on a lot of it, but I think we can go a little bit more expansive. We all need to obviously have water and 10 days worth of food, and you got to be able to protect what's yours, and your initial plan needs to be in the home. And in addition to your initial plan being in the home, you better have a network of people that you can count on and trust. And I got to tell you, if you're part of one of those mega churches or any church, you've probably been sold out. And I just want to point out something that I found very, very disturbing, but actually one of my liberal friends picked up on. And once he saw that, he said, oh, wow. Sandy Cortez already has called for an elimination, including judges, anybody that's taken a paycheck related to the Donald Trump presidency. She has basically called for their extermination. In other words, Sandy Cortez is the new Bill Ayers, the new Barry Sotero. They're calling for the elimination of about 70 million Americans right away. So that is what we are up against, and that is how sobering and staggering these times are. And that's why it is so important to be awake and aware, have a plan, and be in prayer. And I turn back to you guys now because I think we probably ought to wind it up after your commentary, because we got to get this show posted and people need to know about the recall.
Yeah, and I think we've covered pretty much most of the subjects. But go ahead, let's go with Jeff or Heidi.
Okay, I think it was John Knox, and I'm not sure, but there was a conflict that was taking place, and I'm not sure with Scotland and who, but I wish I'd better.
Mary Queen of Scots. She feared John Knox's prayers more than any army.
There we go. So there you have it. So now, how do you have a force multiplier? You get down on your knees and you instantly have a force multiplier. John Knox was feared because of the ability to speak to God. I think that's our duty. I think it's something we must do. I think we're called to do it, to be enabled by the Holy Spirit to be more than who we are. And that means we shrink that he might increase. So I think, as you guys are bringing this up and I'm listening, is our job, as Professor Paul mentioned, don't take the mundane as just the mundane, not anymore. There's too much at stake. There's too much going on. Everything we do should be purposeful as far as directed by prayer, what we think, take our thoughts captive. We have a big job, but it's not insurmountable. But I don't think, and I Jeremiah 50:51, Eric, you know, yes, there's so much coming our way, but God said if they would have repented, the outcome could have been different, but they wouldn't. So that doesn't mean we don't ask and we don't try. I think that's biblical to continue to ask for God's intervention on our behalf and extend our time. I don't see anything wrong with that. But we do have quite an enemy we're facing. But to underestimate the enemy is our mistake. If you can't think harder, rougher, tougher, meaner than your opposition, they will beat you. So we have to be sharp as tacks mentally. Spiritually, we have to be on fire. That means setting aside the things that we might dabble in that we no longer need to do. We've got to set those aside because the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We need to be in that pattern. So I'm in agreement with what you guys have said. I think this is information that's extremely important, huge. Cannot concur enough, and I'll pass this on.
If I may add a comment, folks, you're in a spiritual battle. I guarantee you, the enemy comes after you. So remember what Psalms 92 says, angels of protection. All you have to do is ask for them.
Stu, I love that you just said that because Joffrey and I were praying that just yesterday. I'm like, That's what my grandmother, my Titus woman, that's what she taught me. You claim 10,000 angels around you, you know, in the, through the blood of Jesus. I mean, what a privilege to know that we will be protected. Or if my life is taken, hey, it's not mine anyway. It belongs to God. So if he, if someone takes my life, I win. I'm in heaven.
Let me give you an example. In the past week, a good friend of mine, a former prosecutor, had tried to assassinate her. She's actually a whistleblower. He tried to assassinate her, crushed her SUV, destroyed it, crushed her. Her tongue got bit through and because she hit the wheel. I mean, it messed her up. And she said she felt the angel around her. She knew it was God who saved her. But this is what we're up against, folks. They're after everybody. Anybody and everybody. It's a spiritual warrior of God after them. They're after
them. Amen. Amen. Because it is, we know it's a spiritual war.
Yep.
And yep. I do want to add one more thing real quick. I think something that across the board in, I'm going to say it, the church as a whole, what has happened is, and I'm a prime example. As a child, I was taught about end times. And I probably have not heard much end times instruction. I think we probably need to have a show on that very much because I have yet so much to learn. I Professor Paul has taught me so much, but I can't get enough, and I need more because I truly believe that is why, on a whole, Christ followers have they don't understand what we are going through. And I think it's because they don't have that insight, that wisdom about end times. And
okay, Patty, if I may interrupt you for a minute. Paul,
yes.
If you were to summarize basically what we're going to hit, the crap's going to hit the fan. I mean, it's hitting now.
Yes.
Now, we can divert it. I've seen it diverted over the years where people thought end times are going to come in 2000 and all the other stuff because that was their plot to their new world order. And prayer has diverted this off. But if you were to take the book of Revelations and call it end times, and you were to take other books to point to end time prophecies, Ezekiel, I think, and other things, maybe one in 38 that hadn't been fulfilled yet, possibly. If you start looking at the stuff, if you were to condense it down, some believe that we have about 3.5 years. Some believe we have 7 years. And that the Antichrist is going to rule from Jerusalem or Israeli capital. Well, that is probably a high probability. And we do have the alien connection, which are the fallen angels that a lot of humans don't even know. 60% believe there's some kind of extraterrestrial that they don't understand, that it's the fallen angels that were cast down here to heaven, that the NSA says there's 200,000 of them registered with them, and there's 10 million clones out of Hope, Arkansas. Now, that's alien technology. Those are the fallen angels, and they occupy humans, the 200,000 of them. They aren't all the world leaders. They're aides to them. They're advisors, et cetera. That's the reason we have a new world order going that direction. Now, Trump's not possessed by one of them. The 12 disciples of Satan basically are in control. And one of them is that Larry Mizell in Denver, and another one was Daddy Bush, Rockefeller and Rothschild, Anwar Ben Shri, the head rabbi, Pope Benedict. I mean, the list is long, 12 of them. Here's the point. There's certain events that the Bible foretells, but we've had this dispensationalism where they changed the Bible, and they've done all this. And I've picked up the Bible a few times and read it. And I've talked to God first and tell me, show me what you want me to know. And he does it. And then it's like, give me an understanding here. Is this correct? Is this correct? Some of the stuff about a rapture, I don't buy it. I think we are the David and Goliaths of the time. And it's a war going to happen. The devil wants to kill 2/3 of the population and leave a third as slaves to them. And this Joe Biden is all for rounding people up and putting them in concentration camps that Ollie North and Bill Barr, the current attorney general, came up with during Iran-Contra. Mr. Robert Johnson, CIA Robert Johnson. Mr. Bill Barr, CIA Robert Johnson. That's his real name. Anyway, their intention is all new world order, which is satanic. Except, oh, we're going to take them to the rehabilitation center, FEMA camp, because they believe in God. Or they believe in Donald Trump was the president. Oh, we got to rehabilitate them. So they tried to mind you. And if they can't change your mind, make you a robot, guess what? You're in trouble. You're dead. Now, the mark of the beast is here in hand. It's called the vaccination. And it's got the DNA. Your DNA will change and you will hate God before it's over with. If you take that chip, which is your DNA changer and your credit debit chip, you go to use your card one day and they say, no, can't do that. Have you got your chip? Your vaccination? Well, no. Well, you can't use your card anymore. That's what's getting ready to happen, folks. And if we allow Joe Biden and his sidekick, a former prostitute, former prosecutor of California, a senator who's not even a legitimate citizen, who was whose father and grandfather in Jamaica, where she grew up part of the time, had white slaves on their farm in Jamaica. What kind of a coup have we got going on here? And Joe Biden's current wife is the one that ran into his other wife and killed her in a car crash, and his own son, and he ends up marrying her later. And I was told that that was how they compromised Biden. His current wife compromised him. I said, Jesus Christ. And then his
Joey
son
from
around.
Scranton has been
son
compromised all along. He's a foot soldier. He's expendable. I don't even see that Biden is going to be possibly sworn in. I think they're going to get rid of him. He's
And I want to add two things that people may not know that I think are important. The Chinese connection to Biden is Patrick Wu. And Patrick Wu is a dangerous Chinese intelligence officer. He's a killer. Okay? I've had to deal with him before. Somebody sent him out of the country for it. Otis Johnson put him on an airplane, got him out after he found out the NSA picked up that he was talking about me. Now, it was at a time I was exposing, and it was that Clinton side of things. Patrick Wu, or Fong, Patrick Fong, goes to Chinese intelligence, goes to the Lippo Group, which was Worthington Bank of Little Rock, Arkansas, during the 1980s Iran-Contra, operating with the Clintons. Patrick Fong was the Lincoln bedroom for sale contributions, reportedly, but it was Chinese intelligence secrets that they were getting. Now, Patrick Fong comes up in all kinds of documentation out here that's about the Chinese connection to Joe Biden's son. Now, his son is a total pervert. I mean, having sex and videotaping it with different little girls that they found on this laptop. It's been all over the internet for 2 weeks. I mean, this guy is a sick puppy.
And Biden, he doesn't fall too far from the tree.
You got that right. And then you got this big stage crap with this little, I call her the C word, folks, and I don't want to use that very lightly on anybody, but she's a major. That Nora O'Donnell of CBS News and her stooges that come on in the morning and all the networks and the whole bit that play this game. She comes on so, and Donald Trump's not a religious man, but Biden is. She prepping for his speech. And he comes out. All staged event. I said, Jesus Christ, jumping right in it and saying, they won. No. It's called voter recount. And if they don't recount, it's called recall the Secretary of State. And that starts solving problems.
All right, guys, here's where we're at. Once again, we know that this selection that we were given is not an election, it's a coup. And we are at a time now where the show needs to be posted and be available. And we've got a lot of topics that we can go into in further detail, and I think it might be helpful. But right now, I would like to lead us
Heidi,
in prayer and then
Heidi,
others pray.
Yeah, Heidi, lead us in prayer. You want to do this?
I'd be honored to. Thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we fall down at your feet. We lift up our nation to you. We lift up the truth speakers. We lift up the truth tellers to you, Lord. We pray for our brothers and sisters who have lenses, deception lenses on their eyes. We pray that they would be, that they would fall to the side, that they would see the truth, seek you. Lord, use us as your loving army, warrior army, to lovingly come alongside these folks who are deceived. Father, we want to honor you with every moment, every minute that we have left to live on this earth. We thank you for the privilege to get to be part of your army, to be adopted into your kingdom. Lord, like Stu said earlier, we are praying that you would give us more time to get to do your work and to completely have an abundant harvest of precious souls joining us in heaven by coming to understand that Jesus Christ is the atonement, the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, I thank you for these men that I get to be on Stu's show with. Lord, I pray that the listeners would take action and send the information that Stu has asked for. Father, I pray that you would continue to pour out your sustenance on my brothers and sisters in Christ all over this nation. And Lord, that ultimately people that don't know you, that they would look at my brothers and sisters and say, wow, they really are different. Maybe I do need to listen to what they have to say. Father, I pray that we can share not only the gospel, but also share end times so that others can come to know what to expect. And we thank you for your love letter, the Bible. We thank you for that instruction that you give. And like Stu said once again, that when we pray and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal what we are to know, he will reveal it through his word. You are amazing. Father, I pray too that we would humble ourselves, that we would clean up our houses, that that we would prepare our homes and our children to be in this fight, this battle. Lord, anyone whose children don't know the Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would bring them to yourself so that we can be in lockstep with one another. We humbly ask all of these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. By the blood of Jesus, in the name of the King of Kings, Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for all that listen, and we pray that anyone who is listening to our words, that you minister to their needs. If they're ill, that you heal them. If they're afflicted with darkness, deliver them. We know in Matthew and in Mark that the Great Commission says that you came to save, heal, and deliver. And you can do all of those things. And so I ask that anyone that hears this broadcast, if you can pass it along, and we really need to mobilize. We know the next 60, 90, 120 days are going to be unlike anything that we've experienced before. If the grid goes down, if we see or hear people in our neighborhoods trying to access our homes, if we see looting and rioting and burning and red rum, that we are led by the Spirit to do the right thing, to make the right decisions. We know that the mark of the beast is to be avoided at all costs. It will change everyone who takes it, their capacity to be one of your children. And we ask at this point that anyone that's listening, it's never too late to do the right thing. It's time to repent. You can change us all. If you can change my wayward nature, you can change anyone, their wayward nature. We thank you for the many blessings that we have. And we ask that you now give us extra boldness, fierceness, loyalty, fidelity to your word and to your son, Jesus. We ask that you give us all the wisdom and the power and the courage and the prayer language. And anything that I'm missing, we ask that you bind all evil that attempts to work against your will, and that you confuse evil and all of the spell casting and all of the works of darkness. We ask that you bind it and return that unto them so that they understand that you are the King of Kings and that you can redeem them. Let our enemies know they too can come back to you. They need to do the right thing. We're all going to be dust. And so I'm asking that you give any listener, anyone in my family, everyone's family that's listening, dreams and visions, that you put it in their hearts to know you, to trust in you, and to accept Jesus as their personal Savior, which is your plan for all of this. I ask all of those things that I've mentioned in Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Father, I'm in agreement. I ask in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ, you, Father, my Lord and Savior, by your stripes, I ask for all the things that they ask for. I'm in agreement with Father. I'm also asking, Father, for a special favor here. I want to see this nation, a true turnout, Father. I'm asking for the true vote to come out and let the people see who really won the election, Father. I ask for you to send war angels after these people, Father, these secretaries of state, the fraudsters out here committing the fraud and committed the fraud. I ask for you, Father, to bring them to punishment. I ask for you to bring them to righteousness, salvation, Father, and if they're unsalvageable with what they have done, I ask for you to drop them in their tracks, Father. I ask for warned angels to be out on this thing, Father, and to bring it to the American people and force it down their throat, whether they like it or not, Father. However the outcome is, let it be your will in everything that's done, Father. I ask in your holy name, Jesus' holy name, by your blood, by your stripes, Father, you, my Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, gang. Let's convene again soon and get back up on the air.
Okay.
Sounds good.
God bless you.
Again. And tell your buddy, Paul, talk to Charlie and tell him we've got to redo a show. Folks, I've done a couple shows, but I've been in this move and it turned into a nightmare. Anyway, I'm done. I'm back in business, so we're going to be here in a moment.
Bless
love
you all.
Father.
Take care. Okay. Love you back.
Thank you all three of you. Paul, okay. Heidi, Jeff, thanks. Have a good
one.
You too. Bye.
Okay.